is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, The Evangelical Heresy of Judeo-Christianity. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is The Blackwoods with the Stranger of Galilee, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
In fancy I stood by the shore one day of the beautiful murmuring sea. I saw the great crowds as they thronged the way of a stranger of Galilee.
I saw how the man who was blind from birth in a moment was made to see.
The lame was made whole by the matchless skill of a stranger of Galilee.
And I felt I could love him more.
And helpless he saw me there, this stranger of Galilee. He showed me his hand and his riven side,
and he whispered, "It was for stranger of Galilee. And I felt I could love him forever. So gracious and tender was he. I claimed him that day.
I don't know of any place in the world where it says the covenant of the Christian faith. There's no book like that. There's no testament. There's no dictionary or encyclopedia. There is a Judaica encyclopedia, and I suppose there are Christian encyclopedias. But they're all men's works. Because the only covenant is Jesus Christ. It's sort of like these commercials, got milk? Well, there you go. But he's greater than milk. Now, the Jews said, we have a religion of the law. But Jesus said, you don't obey the law. Instead, what you are obeying or are trying to obey, he said, is the tradition of the elders. The tradition of men. That's what your law is based on. Eat not, taste not, all these things. They saw his disciples out collecting or gleaning some food out in the fields. They said, well, Christ, they didn't say that, that Jesus, why are your disciples breaking the law? This is the Sabbath. Why do they gather food on the Sabbath? Theirs was a man-made tradition. I suspect it was okay for the Son of God to gather food on a Sunday or a Saturday or any, any day of the week he desired. He said that the Jewish religion was not only man-made, but it was, quote, full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Man, now think of those two words. This is what Jesus branded the Jewish religion. Your religion, he said, is man-made based on the traditions of the elders, the rabbis, and it's full of hypocrisy and iniquity. In fact, Jesus likened it to men walking on graves, not even realizing the dead were under their feet. Unmarked graves. You ever walked in a cemetery and as you walked about, you made sure you didn't step on a grave? It's just a matter of courtesy, isn't it? Good manners or whatever you call it. I know they're dead. We know they're dead. That's just dust down there. Still, you don't walk on them. Well, the Jews were doing, they were walking all over the dead. Full of hypocrisy and iniquity, wickedness. Now, the Jewish encyclopedia tells us that the Judaic religion, or the religion of Judaism, as practiced in the days of Jesus, is the very same religion of the Pharisees that is practiced today. Someone told me, well, now Jesus was talking to the Pharisees, not the Jews. Yes, he was talking to the Orthodox Jews of his day. It's the same religion. Pharisees are Pharisees. In fact, today they're more wicked than they were back then. Is that possible? Could they be more wicked? They were full of hypocrisy and iniquity in Jesus' day. Could they be even more so today? Yes, they could, and they are. Jesus said, your religion is of the devil. Now, they said, well, wait just a minute. We're not of the devil. We're of Abraham. Abraham is our father. We have never been in bondage to any man. Well, that's prideful, isn't it? We have never been in bondage to any man, they told Jesus. Abraham is our father. Now, first of all, that's a lie because they were in bondage, were they not, to the Egyptians. They were in bondage to the Egyptians. But they were too proud to admit it. Jesus, though, said something quite interesting back to him. First of all, in one place he said, if you were of Abraham, if you had the faith of Abraham, you'd believe in me. But as far as this, they're not being in bondage, he says, a person who is in slavery to sin is in bondage. See, the people of this earth, the people of the United States, they don't consider that they're servants. They say, we're free. We're a democracy. We're a republic. We have a constitution. We're free. We're equal. No one can take our freedom. Why, we'll get our guns and we'll go after them. We'll fight them. We'll do whatever we need to do to protect our freedom. They don't realize they're already in slavery. They're in bondage. Whoever you're in bondage to, he's the slave master. Who is he? What is his name? It is Satan. You listening to me, dear friend, if you don't have Jesus Christ as Lord, you're in bondage. Bob Dylan, the famous singer, had a song once, said you got to serve somebody. It might be the Lord, or it might be the devil, but you're sure going to serve somebody. You don't know, do you, that you're in bondage? But you have a slave master. And if God is not your master, then you better obey your master. You better do whatever he says. Because God has nothing to do with you. God will not protect you from the devil. God will not protect you when the devil's associates come and want to have you as their possession. There was a movie some years back called Of Human Bondage, famous book. This man, he became fascinated with this woman, and it was a fascinating affair, I guess you might say, but it ended up in bondage. He was in bondage to her. He did everything she told him to do. Of human bondage. He wasn't free. He was in bondage to Satan, and Satan put this woman in charge of him. Satan puts a lot of people in charge. He has a lot of foremen, a lot of supervisors, and managers. This is a heretical religion of the serpent himself. And in fact, my study of Judaism of today, the 2014, tells me, shows me, proves to me that the Jews worship Satan himself as the serpent. Now, that may seem incredible to you. You said, well, I don't believe that. I've heard rabbis on TV talking about God, and they don't worship him. They worship the serpent. There's even a book written by a rabbi. I've got a copy. I read it recently. It's entitled The Serpent Within the Serpent. What does that mean, the serpent within the serpent? He said it's the Jewish people that are inside the serpent. They are inside the serpent. They are the serpent. But they're inside a greater serpent than themselves. It is this serpent who is their master. He is called Leviathan and Behemoth, and he, the Jews in their Kabbalah, believe and understand will be their great deity who gives them messiahship of the whole world. That's right. The Jews will be their own messiah. Having rejected Jesus Christ, they say the serpent will make us a great nation. The serpent will come and give us the kingdom. They're even going to have a great festival on Passover. Now, a lot of these Christians out there, they worship all of these Jewish high holy days, one of which is the Passover. Jesus did too. But you have to understand, they've made the Passover quite evil today. They have focused all of the hatred of Judaism on Christianity today. And so on the Passover, they worship the serpent. Now, that may seem too incredible. I'm just telling you the truth. And someday, they say, we will have the great festival of the serpent of Leviathan, and we will eat the serpent. We will eat him. Jesus said, this is my blood. This is my flesh. Take this in remembrance of me. They say the serpent is our God, our deity. We eat the serpent, we become the serpent. Therein lies a mystery for you, my dear friends. Judaism is even more wicked and vile than in Jesus' day. It's blasphemous. Even its festival high holy days are perverted. It is a witch's brew of demonism and sorcery. There is no such thing as Judeo-Christianity. You know, most people who use the term Judeo-Christian really don't know what they're saying. They're not blasphemous people. They're good people. They just don't have the understanding. I think they're doing damage to the kingdom of God by mixing the things of Satan and the things of the Lord. Now, we have to know who the children of God are and who are the children of the devil. Now, in Romans, we read this. It says, the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Boy, I like that, don't you? Think of that. You're a child of God. If you're a child of God, you're an heir. You're his heir. Every father has some possessions, some things of value, doesn't he? You're the heir. I mean, God has a lot of valuable property. Salvation, for one thing. You even have a city. He's got a whole city up there. Heavenly Jerusalem. Just think of that. You're an heir. You go up there and you can just walk the streets of gold and say, this is my city. You're an heir. Wow. Now, you're also a chosen people. Oh, no, Tex. No, you're confusing the Jew and the Gentile. We're not chosen. Really? I guess Peter didn't know what he was talking about, did he? The Apostle Peter, he says to the Christians, he says, you're a chosen generation, a chosen. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Well, Christians are peculiar. We're different. And you're chosen. And you're a royal priesthood. You even have a high priest. His name is Jesus Christ. I did tell you, you have to serve somebody. I don't mind serving Jesus. It's acceptable, it's perfect, it's wonderful. You ever had a boss you loved? You said, boy, there's no one like this guy. Well, sometimes you find out they have clay feet, don't you? You know, you're wrong about it. But I've never been wrong. Ever since I've come to know and love Jesus Christ, I've never been disappointed in him, ever. Well, Jesus said in Revelation 3, verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. There it is, a divine promise. You can be a Jew, you can be a Gentile, you can be a black, a Mexican, a South African. You can be a white Norwegian or Swede. Jesus stands at the door and knocks. If any man hears his voice and opens the door, he will come in. In fact, Jesus opens the door that no man can open. That's in the book of Revelation. And he shuts the door and no man can shut it, can open it. I have that right on my wall. I've got it. That's what it says. He opens the door. No man can shut it. He shuts it and no man can open it. That's what I like. I like to have a master. I like to have a master that opens doors for me. I've had people write to me or phone me or curse me and say, well, I'm not going to open that. You're not going to go in there. You're not going to get this or that. I'm going to cut you off. You're not going to be on this radio station. Your book is going to be a flop. I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to do that to you. I just keep on going. And you know what? God opens doors. When one door closes, I tell Wanda, we're about to see a blessing. I've just had a door closed to me. I mean, this so-called opportunity has been shut. And then I like to look around. It's not very long till God opens the door. Somewhere there's a bigger door for me. He opens it. Has he ever done that for you, friends? Listen to me. He only does it for his people. You're a chosen person. You're a peculiar people. You're not like the other people. Some people say to me, Tex, why are you alive? You do all that. You publish books that no one will publish. You say things that no one could possibly say and get away with. Well, what do you mean? Why am I still alive? Jesus opens the door and no man can shut it. No man can tell me what to do but Jesus. Now, let's look at who Jesus is. We have to understand that there is a Judaism, and it's of the devil. And there is a Christianity, and it's of God. And people get the two mixed up all the time. And women run around wearing jewelry. They wear the Star of David, and they're Christians. How can you possibly wear the satanic sex star, the six-pointed star, which is also known as the hex? The hex, witches use it to perform hexes on people. And you think you're a Christian. You can't do that, folks.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.